It is my desire to restore the land, and I will do it by restoring each one of you. Open your hearts to my love. Come to me in the intimacy of my love, and allow me to restore you.
Luke chapter 8, verses 19 through 21, Jesus said, "Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, 'Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you.' He said to them in reply, 'My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it.'" Let us not look to fleshly connections so much as we do as the faith connections. Mary, the mother of God, the way Jesus looked at her, the way we should look at her, in the light of what Jesus says, not what man says.
I just saw an image of geysers coming up. Where geysers were out there, the Muslim woman, like the idea was that like God was like a son of an old baby. And the image like the Holy Spirit. It's just like the Holy Spirit coming up from below rather than from higher. Going to break through the lands.
Thank you.
The image of geysers is breaking through. Power of God is through from below. That's us. The Holy Spirit works among us. And then the Holy Spirit is simply a higher of God.
Thank you. Jesus has set us free, but we need to accept that freedom and walk in the light of
Thank you. Be not afraid, my children. Be not afraid. I go before you, and my love for you is age old, and my mercy is forever. Be not afraid, my children. Come to me. I will embrace you.
Thank you.
The same Spirit of Jesus, the same Spirit of
I thank you with my body and my blood. I will continue to be in the Eucharist and in the Word and in the sacraments. But this I say to you, you be my sheep, you be my lambs.
Thank you.
you hear that? Father said someone is going to receive a call from a long-lost loved one. So when you receive that call today, know it has already been planned and ordained by God that you will receive that call. Okay? And you can stand up later after you receive the call.
Let's pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen.